You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome back here. Word of Hope through Jesus Christ Ministry, The Journey. And we are on the podcast here, and we also place this on the radio, www.ireceivedradio.com. Please go visit the website. The website will be right there and take the direction to so many avenues. You can visit all three websites. www.wordofhopethroughjesuschrist.com and also with the WOHTJC, Word of Hope Through Jesus Christ, WOHTJC Ministry, The Journey, right here at the podcast. And we're not live podcast just yet. I don't have the energy for all that. I've got a lot going on. And also, you can also visit us at YouTube and Rumble and YouTube. So God bless you. Thank you all in and bless you in and thank you all for being here. Word of Hope through Jesus Christ Ministry welcomes you. We are going to give a message today. It might be just a little long, but not too bad. I try to be short, but it's hard for me to preach a short message. We're going to what version we're going to take in today. Today is the, do you have assurance or insurance? Insurance or assurance in the flesh, in the spirit, for the hereafter, folks, for the hereafter. Are you ready to meet your maker? I try not to preach fear-mongering type sermons, but the only thing you need to fear is the Lord himself. God says, only fear me, just fear me. And idolize no other God, love no other God, serve no other God. And in the flesh, we find ourselves doing this all the time. And as we're reaching out here, well, all things belong to God. Everything here belongs to God. Not one thing belongs to us. We never created. We invented things, yeah, but it was the inventions of the creation from God. And at the beginning, on John 1:3, and it specifies right here, and God specified it boldly. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Amplified version. All things were made and came into existence through him. God the Father, God Almighty, right? And without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. And we'll just do one more verse here. God made all things through the word. God did not make anything without him. Oh, praise the Lord. All things are made through him, and without him, nothing was made that is made and was made. Praise the Lord, Father God. We praise you, give you all the glory. Blessing this message today, Father God, that it'll touch a soul today. Maybe turn somebody's life around, Father God, that they will come to you and receive your Son, Jesus Christ, as their Lord and Savior. Ask for a new beginning, a new start. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Now in John 1:3, it's right from the Genesis 2:7. It just segues right into it. But when God made everything, created all things, everything became being, had an identity. The identity belongs to each individual thing. God told Noah, go gather up one of everything, male and female, together, make one combination of all things that I have created. But then in Genesis 2, 7, 6, 7, and 8, springs welled up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed man. He formed man from nothing, from the dust of the ground, and breathed the breath of life into his nostrils. He breathed his DNA into Adam. We have the DNA of God the Father. So we want to honor and love our Father. And I praise those who have fathers, and I praise those who do not have fathers. It's a mixed up, mangled up, horrible world. But if you do not have a father, you have a father in God. Through Christ, you can receive God the Father. God the Father will never leave nor forsake you. He will never go away. I don't know what your circumstances are. I'm not getting into that. That's a sermon for another day. What I'm trying to convey here, the fact is that God is our Heavenly Father. Everything else are vessels of life, true life that came from nothing, became something from something. Praise the Lord, and God created it. God breathed his DNA into us. His identity is in us. We are little gods. We are his children. Now, if you want to get into identification, folks, let's get into identification where I was telling you, assurance or insurance. Praise the Lord, right? God is good. Let's get alert here. Come on, let's talk to him. Come on in together. Let's gather in together in the Garden of Joy here and get to the point. The point of the matter is, folks, in the flesh, we have all kinds of things protecting our identity, right? We have, we'll just name a couple things here. You have your home title theft. It's an identity theft. Your title. So if you have a title to your house, a title to your car, that's an identity. We have a certificate. We are certified from the DNA. That's our certification, God's DNA. But we need to claim it, redeem it, call it out, pull it back from Satan, whom in which we gave it to. Start a new life in Christ. LifeLock identity, theft protection. We have another type of protection. And we get into another protection here, folks. Life insurance, protecting your identity, your family. Your family is your identity. Well, let's see. Who gets the house and the car and the bank account? Does anybody have an identity in this man or this woman? Are you identified through family? Are you in family? What other type of insurances do we need? We have insurances for everything. Dental insurance, health insurance, car insurance, dog insurance, pet insurance. We've got insurance on insurance that we need insurance for insurance. There is so much insurance. But are you assured? All right? Faith. Faith, folks. Faith. Let me read this to you in the Amplified version. Amplified, Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith. Jesus said, just believe. Have faith. Now, faith is the assurance. See, we have the assurance that we have a divine connection. And through prayer, in which is the ultimate wireless connection that we received. I'm getting goosebumps right now through the discernment that we receive. And we get downloads from the Father as his angels are just pouring out rain all over us for all types of favor. Oh, well, I didn't get my money. I was hoping for a new car. I was looking for a wife or husband. Well, no, but you're getting rain of abundant favor over you on health through a job. Maybe there's a pet that came into your life. You get abundant favor in all kinds of ways. Are you assured or are you insured? Now, faith is not the insurance. It's the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith is perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Now, what you see is what you got. Oh, I need insurance for this and I need insurance for that. I got to have insurance on my credit cards. I got to have insurance on my bank account. I got to have insurance here. I got to have insurance there. What other kind of stuff are you investing in? What's in your portfolio? Oh, well, I've got gold and silver, and I've got this other over here, and I've got investment in a China firm over in Egypt that's connected to Russia, that's connected to, it's what, you're connected to God the Father. Get assurance, not insurance. Be assured. Put the confirmation, the title deed to your identity. Reclaim your identity. Because we all know for a fact, folks, that the thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy, to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it to the fullest, more abundantly, overwhelmingly, assuringly, confirmed, assured. We don't need insurance in God the Father. We need assurance. And when you redeem yourself, reclaim your identity in Christ as we are children of God. Claim it. Reclaim it. You're the prodigal son, the prodigal daughter. You know who you are. If you have no family at all and you're sitting on the street crying over drugs, you can beat your drugs. Over alcohol, you can beat your alcohol. I did all this. I beat so many demons I could write a book. And if I had somebody would help me, I would write a book. Well, folks, I'm telling you, now all the money would not be for my purpose, but for the ministry's purpose. Every penny, if I did make a book, folks, the way I work, this is the way I work. What I profit for the ministry, through the ministry, is for the ministry. Got that? And all proceeds of that book, and the book that I have on Amazon right now, it all goes to the ministry to pay for these bills, to pay for advancements, to maybe put a savings on the side in the ministry to get a building next year of a little tiny building, 3,000 square feet maybe. Folks, we don't need a whole lot. We don't need a whole lot. All we need is Christ in our life. And let me tell you something. When you redeem yourself, you have assurance. You no longer need insurance. John 10:29, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy you. I have come that they may have life and they might have it to its most abundancy. Abundantly, I am the shepherd, the good shepherd, giveth his life for the sheep. Jesus gave his life. What does the devil give you? Nothing. Deceives you, steals your identity, and we're going to die. John 3:6-21. That's 16-18, okay? John 3:6-21. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. So it is. Wow. Can this be? Nicodemus asked. You are Israelites' teacher, Jesus said, and you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you. We speak of what we do, what we know. We speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still, you people do not accept our testimony? I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How, then, will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only one and begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. I am the way, I am the light, Jesus said. I am the way, I am the light, I am the truth. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. And it said, light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light, because their deeds, the title identity, folks, their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into light, so that it may be seen plainly that whatever has been done in the sight of God. And the book into that is right here, folks. All things were made by him, and without him, not anything was made that was made. Not anything. And with this word, God created all things. Nothing was made without the word. Everything that was created is created from nothing that became something. Everything. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Colossians 1:13. 12 through 14. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. We got to give thanks. You got to give thanks because you're qualified. You're worthy. You're not inadequate. You're not shortchanged. Yeah, we fall short. But we are giving thanks to the Father and believing. Just believe, Jesus said. Just believe and be baptized. Mark 16:16. Jesus said, just believe and be baptized, and you shall be saved. Those who do not believe are condemned already. But here in Colossians 12:1-12-14, giving thanks to the Father. Give thanks every day in all circumstances, who has qualified you to share the inheritance. You will get what belongs to you, your identity in God the Father. You will receive your inheritance. Oh, does anybody complain the identity of this man and woman that can be, like a call? Is there any dispute to this family matter that this person here doesn't deserve, is not adequate, not worthy of the inheritance of the mother and father or the uncle, whoever had passed away, folks? Do you understand what I'm saying? You have a spiritual life that you're going to live forever when you leave this world. And it's real. It's true. It's a fact. Trust me. I know. I've seen God's light. I experienced it, okay? He has rescued us from the domain of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption for forgiveness of sins. Praise the Lord. God's good.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
God is so good. I love my Jesus. We serve the same God. And then when Thomas, like, oh my God, what's going on here? I don't understand this. And Philip was saying the same thing. And then Judas, not the harlot, but the one that sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, there's another Judas. And Judas, Philip, and Thomas were doubters. And Thomas said, Lord, said Thomas, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way? If you have an eternal inheritance, you're there, you're expecting something. You're expecting something good. How is he going to know the way, he said? Lord, you're looking for something good. You're praying for something good. You're giving thanks for something good. You're going to receive something good in the Father's kingdom. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Salvation exists in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. The work of Christ is the salvation. That was Acts 4:12. John 10:9. I am the gate. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved. I am the good shepherd. Come into my shepherd gate. Come into my heaven. My heaven with me, with the Father. I am the gate. I am the way. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved. He will come in and out and go and find pasture. God is so good. Matthew 13:19. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, if he doesn't understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has sown in their heart. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom, does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their hearts. This is the seed sown along the path. And if we go into 1 Thessalonians 4:17, then when we all stand firm and we all stand our ground and we all fight the good fight and we're all going to into Revelations and we're all finding the end, coming into Christ, then we are all alive and remain on the earth. We will all simultaneously be caught up, raptured together with them, the resurrected ones, in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So we will always be with the Lord. Then we who are living and stood around, will be taken up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. That way we will always be with the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to do one more version on that. And the NIV, praise the Lord. NIV, after that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever and forevermore. We will be with those because the dead will rise first, folks. The dead will rise first. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed, and the things of the things we hope for, being the proof of the things we do not see, and the conviction of the reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to senses. Faith, folks. Faith. Mark 5:36. We will do 35 through 37. While he was still speaking, messengers from the house of Jairus arrived and said, "Your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore?" That was after Jesus was stopped by a woman bleeding for 12 years. And she said, "If I'm just hanging on by a thread, if I can just touch this garment, if it's red, I'll be healed." That's how much faith. She had assurance, not insurance. We don't have insurance. Jesus Christ is not our insurance agent. He's not our insurance policy. He is our assurance policy. And the policy is, if you want to look at it that way, that's the fact that the Father wants us all to come back home. We walk away from God. God doesn't walk away from us. 100 times in the Bible, God said, "I will never leave nor forsake you. You know, I will be with you wherever you go. I will be with you to the end of the ages. Do not fear. Do not be afraid." While he was still speaking, after he left the woman, says, go, my daughter. Your faith has healed you. Go your way. You have become whole. Your faith has made you whole. Faith. The assurance. While he was still speaking to the people and to her, messengers from the house of Jairus arrived and said, "Your daughter is dead. Why bother to teach her anymore?" But Jesus overheard their conversation and said, he heard the mumbling. See, don't mumble. Believe. "Oh boy, I don't know what we're going to do about that." "Well, hey, no, thank you, Jesus. Go over and say thank you, Jesus, for nothing. You know, my daughter did. Go and tell him." But Jesus overheard that conversation and said to Jairus, "Do not be afraid, just believe." And he did not allow anyone to accompany him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and healed that little daughter. John 12:44-47. Jesus shouted to the crowds, "If you trust me, you are trusting not only me, but also God who sent me. For when you see me, you are seeing the one who sent me. I have come as the light to shine in the dark world, so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in darkness. I will not judge those who hear me, but don't obey me. I will not judge those who hear me, but don't obey me. I have come to save the world and not to judge it." Jesus never condemned one person while he walked this earth. Not one person. Never condemned Pilate. Never condemned anyone. The only thing he said was, "Father, Father, oh my Father in heaven, please forgive those for what they are doing, because they do not know what they are doing. They do not know what they are doing." And Jesus said, guess what? I am the one. I am the light. I shed light upon darkness. And Luke 23:39-41, and we'll wind it up. Luke 23:39-41. One of the criminals who was suspended kept up a railing at him, screaming, hollering, and cursing, and, "Are you not the Christ, the Messiah? Rescue yourself and us from death." But the other one reproved him, saying, "Do you not fear? Do you not even fear God, seeing you yourself are under the same sentence of condemnation and suffering the same penalty?" See, we're suffering in the flesh. Jesus didn't speak yet. This man believed. He's trying to reclaim his identity. He has a fear. He's, "Don't you fear? Don't you fear? Don't you fear?" Yeah, there's only thing to fear, folks. One thing. God. But the other one that was, he's told the other one yelling at Christ, he says, "Say, do you not even fear God, seeing you yourself are under the same sentence of condemnation and suffering in the same penalty? As we indeed suffer it justly, receiving the due reward of our actions. But this man has done nothing wrong. He has done nothing out of the way. Nothing strange or eccentric or perverse or even unreasonable. Then he said to Jesus, the man looked over that was rebuking the other criminal. Then he said to Jesus, he turned and said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your glory and your kingdom." And he answered, Jesus said to him, to the man, "Truly, I tell you, today you shall be with me in paradise." Jesus didn't say, "Hey, repent of your sins." Jesus didn't say, "Hey, you're a sinner." Jesus didn't rebuke him. Jesus didn't condemn him. The man was on the cross that wanted redemption and to be saved was the one hollering at the one that did not believe, the one that was condemning. It was now about the sixth hour, midday, and darkness enveloped the whole land and earth until the ninth hour, about that 3 o'clock in the afternoon. While the sunlight's light faded, or it became darkened, in other words, and the curtain of the Holy of the Holies of the temple was torn into, and Jesus breathed his last breath and said, "It is finished. It is finished. You're not condemned. You have salvation. Redeem it. Reclaim it. Take it. Don't run from it. God's running after you." Jesus is like, wait a minute. Come back. Come back, Donna. Come back, Benny. Come back, Habride, Contente, whatever your name is. Whatever land you're from. It doesn't matter if you're big, fat, skinny, tall, black, white, green, yellow. Tall, skinny, it don't matter. It don't matter if you're in a wheelchair. It doesn't matter if you can't talk. It doesn't matter if you can't hear. It doesn't matter if you cannot see. You claim identity in yourself through Christ. Reclaim it. Pull it back. Just say, "Lord Jesus, I believe you. I believe you died on the cross for me. I'm asking you, Lord, to come into my life, change my life, make me do a 180. Have me no longer have the desires of fornication, cheating on my wife or husband, abusing my wife and children, being angry and being forceful, and drugs and alcohol, and my anxieties and my depressions will go away. No desires for any of that. Because Satan, I do not fear you anymore. Jesus Christ is in me. That's God the Father, because he said, I am the Father, and the Father is with me. We are one. If you do not believe this, at least believe the works that my Father does through me, so that the Father can glorify his Son. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. I trust you that you are going to turn my life around. You will remove all of my desires of all my evil ways. I have a brand new start. I'm born again. I'm going to scream it on the mountaintops. I'm going to tell people who are lost. I'm going to tell people in church. I'm going to tell people on the street. I'm going to tell people at work. I'm going to tell people wherever I go. Because I will not be ashamed. Say it. I will not be ashamed of the name of Jesus Christ before mankind, because I do not want the Father to be ashamed of my name before the Father. I do not want Jesus to be ashamed of my name before the Father. I make you my Lord and Savior today, this very moment, right now. I know that you died on the cross. I believe it, Father God, that you sent your Son to die on that cross, but he did not die. He rose again. He conquered. He gave us the victory. It was finished. Everything. I no longer have that inherited sin, because he took it away. Now all I have to do is reclaim my identity. Be receiving assurance. I'm not concerned about insurance anymore. I don't need insurance. I need assurance. I am assured. I don't need Jesus to say, you are assured. I will go to Jesus and say, I am assured that I will receive myself into the kingdom of God the Father. I will receive myself. Because once I go up, I will be transformed into a new body. And I will meet myself and disappear and disperse from myself. And I will be living in the Spirit forevermore with God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And all everything that comes along with it. Oh, glorify you. I glorify you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You are my Lord and Savior. I have a brand new start today. Thank you. I will give you thanks in all circumstances. I don't care if I lost my job. I will say thank you. I don't care if I have my motor blown up in my car. I'm going to say thank you. That I didn't have an accident while it was blown up and crippled me or somebody else. Father God, I want to thank you for anything. I want to thank you for that red light that you hit me up there in Russia, and I was so angry that I was in a hurry to get somewhere. And I said, look, why me? Why this red light? I got to go. But you were stopping me from hurting myself or harming someone. Your hand, your divine hand, finds my way. And I trust it. I believe in it. And I will stand by my word that you are my Lord and Savior. Folks, God bless you. Thank y'all for being a part of Word of Hope to Jesus Christ. And stay toasty. Keep your joy. Jesus Christ loves you. I love you. Everybody loves you. God bless you. Stay toasty. Don't let nothing get in your way now. Satan has so many tools to work against you. Even as you are a child of Christ today and right now, you've been a child of Christ from 25, 30, 50 years or 1 year or 1 week. It doesn't matter. Satan will still attack you just the same as you were just born a second ago. And he'll do the same thing with the same tools to the same people, children in Christ. And if you were with Christ for 30 years, it doesn't matter. Satan wants your soul. He doesn't care. He has no clue about Jesus. He doesn't fathom it. He doesn't want it. He doesn't desire it. He has so much hatred for Jesus and God the Father and the Holy Spirit that he is destroying you from within. Don't let it happen, folks. Don't let it happen. Anything starts coming to your past, in the name of Jesus Christ. You feel anxieties, in the name of Jesus Christ. He was in me a stronger than in the new world. Praise the Lord, you are my Lord and Savior. You are my shepherd. You are the way. I have the staff. I have the ring. I am the prodigal son that came back home. I have everything. I put on the armor. Ephesians 6, 10 through 21. Put on the whole armor. The helmet, the belt, put it all on. the knee guards, the shins. Put it all on. The shield, the sword, the word. Swing it. Use it. Use my name, Jesus said. God bless you. Stay toasty. I'll talk to you again. And I hope this message kind of resonated some kind of fire in you today, tonight, or wherever you're at. Give you hope. Encourage you. Encourage you strong. Joshua 1:9. Read Joshua. Oh, man. I tell you what. It's powerful. Jeremiah, powerful. Go, powerful. In the name of Jesus, I praise you. Give you all the glory, Father. And watch over each and every one of these individuals today, Father God, as I come into your house and we gather today. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We love you, we serve only you, and we fear only you. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Goodbye, folks. God bless you.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.